Hi, and welcome to this TechClarity snapshot on mobile applications for PLM. My name is Jim Brown, President and PLM Analyst for TechClarity. I'd like to share some research with you, including highlights from three recent TechClarity issue and focus reports. The first is Taking PLM Mobile, which focuses on the benefits mobility offers to engineering. The second, Product and Program Management Goes Mobile, addresses the benefits that mobile PLM offers to product and program managers. And the third complementary report is Enabling Mobile PLM, which highlights some key considerations that the CIO's team should take into account when taking on a mobile PLM strategy. First, let's discuss some of the general findings. Engineers use PLM, or product lifecycle management solutions, to help manage and share product information and coordinate business processes across the enterprise. PLM helps companies more rapidly develop innovative, high-quality, profitable products, and there's real proven value there. While mobile applications aren't new to manufacturers, as TechClarity's reported in Service Lifecycle Management Goes Mobile, to date, the value of PLM hasn't really been available in mobile settings. Now, with the proliferation of new mobile devices like the iPad and the iPad 2, doors are opening to new mobile uses because devices like this are well-suited for the intersection of business and mobility. To help explain this, the papers highlight some of the key differences between using PLM on a laptop, which is really a portable device as opposed to a mobile device, and accessing traditional web-based PLM applications with a browser on a device such as a mobile phone that has limited display capabilities, and then using purpose-built mobile applications for PLM on a device such as a tablet. Let's look at some of the highlights from the first report. The key challenge identified in the report is that a lot of decision-making innovation goes uncaptured or gets put on hold when an engineer is mobile because they don't have access to PLM. In fact, the report addresses two kinds of users. The first are users that are extending the reach of their enterprise systems, PLM, outside of the office. For example, when an engineer is traveling away from the office at a customer or production site, or even at home or some other personal situation. The second category of users are those that use the mobile applications as their primary device, such as a service technician or manufacturing supervisor. These are users that need accurate, up-to-date product specs or assembly instructions, even though they may be on top of a piece of factory equipment maintaining it or inside the belly of an aircraft supervising an assembly operation. Each of these users have different needs for mobility in PLM. The second report looked at the importance of mobile PLM to product and program managers. These people have some of the same issues, but product development is inherently a team sport. Some of the primary challenges they face are the significant barriers that keep mobile employees from contributing to projects in PLM when they travel, which is obviously common with a cross-functional team. These result in lag times in project execution and decision-making that slow down project and program delivery because of inability to easily access information and team members that are disconnected from projects and processes. The third report is really aimed at the IT team. The key point in this report is that there are some very practical considerations to take into account when taking PLM mobile, including leveraging existing PLM infrastructure, device considerations, application considerations, process considerations, people considerations, and finally, management considerations. And of course, there's detail on each of these in that report. The reports really highlight some tangible examples of how companies can use PLM in a mobile environment. Some of the examples include analyzing and executing engineering changes, providing interactive 3D manufacturing and service instructions, managing program status, issues, resources, and tasks, and approving deliverables and signing off on stage gate reviews, all of these in mobile scenarios. In summary, manufacturers really need to reduce the threshold to extend these PLM benefits beyond the desk. Otherwise, they might lose an important brainstorm on a product, or a technician might pass on their impulse to verify a detail that could have a big impact on product performance or profitability. But mobile PLM has to be done right. It has to take into account the realities of things like intellectual property, engineering environments that are distributed, product development teams, and the reality of mobile applications. One final word to think about from these reports is to remember that just because a solution can run in a browser on a tablet doesn't mean it's suitable for use in a mobile environment. Trying to do the same thing you do on a desktop with a mouse, keyboard, and probably more than one large monitor is going to be frustrating at best. Just because you can access PLM via a browser doesn't mean that there's an app for that. So you need to look for purpose-built mobile applications that leverage existing PLM information and investments. So thank you for your time and attention. I hope you found this useful. If you're interested, you can find links on my website to download the reports for free. And please feel free to visit us at www.techclarity.com, visit our Clarity on PLM blog, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. I look forward to talking to you soon.